Check Chat Freestyle for August 16th, 2016. Hello, Dog Days listeners. Hello, Freestyle listeners. This is Chuck Tomasi from sunny Phoenix, Arizona on a sunny Sunday morning. Okay, that wasn't a very good alliteration, but hey, it is sunny and it is Sunday. And I am actually tired. Despite how I sound on the microphone, it is catching up with me between the medication and the heart condition I've got right now and just the lack of exercise, because if I exercise, there's a danger of setting off this heart condition. It's not like I'll get a cardiac arrest, but it could lead to fainting, dizziness, whatever. So I'm not doing any podcasts from the hiking trail, because I'm not hiking, I'm not biking, I'm barely walking unless I have to. And it feels like a downward spiral at this point. And the biggest frustration, I mentioned this before, is just the not knowing what's going to set it off. Like last night, I went for a dip in the pool. Thinking, oh, this would be a real relaxing way to spend the evening. And I come out and my heart's racing. Like, what in the blue blazes is going on here? So it's frustrating. I'll be glad when this is fixed. I'll be glad when it's over. I'll be glad to stop taking meds. And I'll be glad to start the recuperation process, if that's what it's called. I've got to, obviously, the heart is a muscle, and I've got to build it back up. It's nowhere near what it was in 2014 when I was going for my third degree black belt. But even then, I had that condition, and who knows what would have happened. And this is just bad. Hi, Todd. Yes, you get a cat on this podcast. What do you want? Yeah, good to hear from you, too. Come on up. Okay, he's going to be part of the show today. Just bad timing in terms of what's all coming up and Donna being out. She's taking care of her mother in Michigan. Well, she's having surgery. We've got Dragon Con coming up, which means we've got to do a live show prep, hosting the Parsecs, make sure the parade coordination is going on. Everything that goes on with Dragon Con, getting costumes ready, fixing old, making old repairs if they're or replacing parts or costume parts, it's just all over the charts for that. And that's an elective activity now. There's still work, where I've got several trips coming up, several day trips to Santa Clara, Denver, Colorado, Salt Lake City, Utah, before Dragon Con. After Dragon Con, I've got Minneapolis, and I can't remember what the other one is now. I think there's a Phoenix, Arizona one, but hey, I can drive to that one. That's actually after my procedure. I'm not supposed to travel, meaning air travel, for 2 weeks, so that rules out a few things. Our team was trying to find a time when we could all get together. We talked about this in the spring and said, hey, you know what, this fall, we should all go to Boston. Well, this was before I found out the situation and the timing of everything and said, guess what, boys, I can't go to Boston in the fall. And so they elected to switch the venue to Phoenix. They're going to come to me. So maybe we'll get a golf game together or something. Should be beautiful, not as beautiful as Boston with the fall foliage. I've seen that. It's lovely. And we'll see what's happening. Yesterday was golf day, and if you think I'm tired today, it's probably because of yesterday. Got up at 4:30 in the morning because registration for the golf game. This is a charity golf outing for the Children's Villages of Honduras. These kids have it rough. Honduras is like the poorest country in the North American and South American continent. The kids are often abandoned or orphaned and have to raise themselves. They get sucked into a life of poverty and crime. And if they don't get sucked into crime, they get beat up to the victims of crime. And some brave souls are taking it into their own hands to go to school, sometimes 10 or 20 kilometers away, through mud and rivers. And We had a pastor from that area. I believe he's looking at relocating to one of our sister churches here. And he told us a story. It was in Spanish, and he had an interpreter. It's just terrible what these kids have to go through. And the only way they're going to get out of this is to get educated. And when the education costs are higher than the average family income, it's only like $30 a month is what they make. And the education costs are $45. So I texted Donna and said, hey, can we do a one-time donation to sponsor a child? And she said, yeah, let's do that. So I feel pretty good about that. The charity fund, the golf game raised a lot of money through ticket sales and games and prizes and raffles. And we'll find out probably this morning when I get to church how much we actually raised. It's usually in the several thousands of dollars. So hopefully that will benefit quite a few kids. We'll be able to get them out of this cycle of poverty. Heck, I was ready to adopt one of these kids at some point. it's really sad what they got to go through. So the golf game went well. If golf was 14 holes, I'd be a lot better off. It just ended after about 13 or 14 because the fatigue on the last four or five holes just starts to get to me. The back tightens up, the arms get tired, the shots get sloppier. We were playing a scramble format, and for those of you who don't know, all four people tee off, and whoever shoots the best tee shot, everybody shoots from there. And then you take the best shot of whatever comes next. Well, we were supposed to have a foursome, and our best player, based on handicap, didn't show. So we're playing three people that are mediocre to bad. It was fun. I knew Ben on our team. He went through the church membership class with us, so we've known each other for a couple of years since we moved to the area. He's a fellow Youper from Escanaba, Michigan. So we got that in common, and I met his brother, Jeff, or brother-in-law, Jeff. So it was us three. We had a good time. That's all we set out to do. We just said, no aspirations. I know we're not going to win any contests on points. There's people who birdie all the holes. We got a couple. I think we came in two under for our net score, which, hey, for me in a scramble, that was fine. That was just fine. We had five birdies, two bogeys, and the rest were all pars. They had contests. They were closest to the longest drive, closest to the pin on a par three, beat the pro. They had a golf pro up there on a par three. And he had to pay extra, which we didn't know. It wasn't supposed to be the case. But again, it's all for a good cause. Maybe a child gets a notebook or pencils or something that can help them in the course. I'm fine with giving them an extra $20 at this point. And I'm just going to build this into the budget next year to spend a couple $100 and then sponsor a child again. But I beat the golf pro, closest to the pin on a par three. It didn't look good at first. My shot was off to the left. It's a big green. The pin was behind a couple of bunkers on the right. I shot a safety shot and landed on the green. And she went right at the pin and darn near hit the thing, and it rolled a few feet past. Well, we're driving up in our carts, and I went, hold on a minute. And when you get a different angle from the tee box or from the side of the green, it looks a whole lot different. So I paced it off, and mine came out as 17 paces from the pin, and hers was 18. And then I had my buddy do the same thing. He went, yep, hers is further by a little bit, 2 or 3 feet. So our third guy, Jeff, runs back, and I got a gift card that's good for a year at one of four golf clubs. I get to be member for a day. All I got to do is pay for the cart, and I get to golf there again. Well, later on in the golf game, when we made the turn, we started on hole 8, so we played 8, 9, to, 10, 11, 12. We went from 18 back to 1. And one of the marshals on the field, they're the people who tell you, speed up, slow down, come on. They keep the pace going. They said, you guys are a hole behind. And we couldn't figure this out because nobody passed us. And nobody was behind us saying, come on, speed up. And nobody was in front of us. I thought the pace was going really well. We never hit any log jams. And we never spent time standing around. We never dilly-dallied. And we never had anybody shooting at us. Four, watch out for my ball and keep moving. Is a polite way of putting it. It's a gentleman's sport, but there are a few aggressive times when you need to encourage people either in front of you or in back of you. So they thought that was a little offensive, that they were told that, you know, we weren't keeping pace, and mentioned it when we finished, and we got another card. It's like, I'm sorry, that shouldn't have happened. The golf shop, the pro shop said, no, you're right. Want to make it better? So I've got two gift cards. And the night before, we had a dinner and silent auction and whatnot to raise more charity fund and for fellowship, because there are some people that wanted to do the dinner but didn't golf. And I won two $20 gift certificates to the country club, the Moon Valley Country Club. So I was like, hey, this is a pretty good deal. We beat the pro, we got some coupons. And they had an air cannon again this year. Very fun. It's like a potato launcher. Think of a super soaker, only instead of charging it up with water and pressure, you charge it up from a scuba tank with 120 PSI in the chamber. You pull the trigger and it releases all that pressure and launches a golf ball with a plastic flight, like a dart. And I think we had 420, 430 yards to the pin. Par 4. And it picked this thing up and you go, boom! And it launched this thing. So Ben gets up there and he launches his and it lands off to the right of the green. Jeff launches his. It goes behind the green. I launched mine and I hit the stick. The lady was telling us how to aim. She goes, up a little bit, over a little bit right. I said, a little bit right? I'm dead on. And I figured these guys went a little right because maybe there was a breeze in the upper atmosphere where this thing is getting launched. And I pulled the trigger and I went, we just all laughed. We said, it hit this thing and it went ricocheting some crazy direction. It was a lot of fun. So we were having a good time on the first 9 holes we played. The second was a little more struggle. But again, we had fun. It was a beautiful day, a little warm on the finish. It is Phoenix. I think it got up to about 105. And while that may sound hot to a lot of you, not a lot of humidity. You know, when they say it's a dry heat, it's different. I will take a Phoenix 105 versus a Michigan or Georgia 85 any day. Come on out and experience it yourself. You're more than welcome. So I'm going to cut it there. I've got to go do church audio in a little bit. Go record the first and second Sunday service. If there's any music, I'll capture that on the H6. I almost said 4. No, I wanted an H4 until I got the H6. Love the H6. Oh, that is a beautiful device. I should be recording my podcast there, but Boss Chalk just makes it so easy with the carts and everything. The had a Zoom H2 since 2008, and nice portable device, great microphone, nice storage, compact. The operating system, the menuing system's a little wonky, and it does front and back stereo recording, and I've used it for a number of things. Craig also has one, he's enjoyed it. I knew I needed to step up my game, though, for personal recording. And the H6 is more or less a multi-track mixer with these module capsules, 4 XLR inputs on it. I didn't plan on talking about this, but since I wandered into here anyway, some of you podcasters already know what it is and what it's about. And you can put these modules on top, and you can record things to different tracks, which is really helpful when you've got music or different microphones at different levels. You can do your best to level them out on the device themselves. And it's got little digital view meters that you say, okay, Chuck's a little soft, bring it up. You tweak the little dial, real analog dials that you can adjust, built-in compressors and limiters and that you can turn on and off, phantom power for those condenser microphones. Very nice. I'm going to be taking it to Dragon Con, and we'll see what we can record. And then the capsules on top, you can either add an XY microphone or more of a, I don't know what to call it, like a spherical interviewing kind of microphone, or 2 additional XLRs. So I could have up to 6 ports on this thing. The XLRs are combination, quarter inch or XLRs. So, very flexible device. Little pricey. I think I paid $386 and then another $70 for the additional capsule for the two extra XLRs. So, you know, a little pricey. Came with a 16 gig SD card, USB powered. It's got four batteries in there. I have yet to drain the batteries because I always have this thing on AC just because I don't trust it. I'm recording sometimes for an hour and a half, and I don't know how long four batteries are going to last. Oh, and it also tells you, based on how many channels you're using, how much recording time you've got left. So if I'm just recording one voice on one track, hey, you've got 44 hours left of recording. But if I put on, say, two or three instruments on that, and I'm recording something at church, it says, oh, now you've got 16 hours. Like, oh, because I'm using more storage to record those other tracks. So you only need to turn on the tracks that you are using. It's been a wonderful device. I enjoy it. Nice carrying case that I've started to sticker up. Foam windscreen microphone that fits over most of those capsules. So great stuff. I'm line in, line out. You go look if you're interested in getting one. Very worthwhile investment. And I've enjoyed it very much. I'm going to cut it there because, I do have to go to church in a few minutes and record the audio, say hi to my new friends I met at golf yesterday and Friday night's dinner, and probably come home, take a nap, and do the final show prep for tonight's Technorama. So we've got that going, and I am tired. So, Mark, the Encaffeinated One, encouraged me, I will push through this and do as much as I can. I'm not used to this because I know I said I'm ending, right? This is a chronic disease among podcasters. I'm not used to this. I'm not used to having something physical get in the way of my ambitions and productivity. This is very frustrating for me. Very frustrating. I've torqued my foot and tweaked tendons and broke toes in the past, but you know, you can still hobble around. My job and my hobbies are generally more thought-based. Mind, what do they call that? I don't know. It's not a physical thing. And even when it was physical, if I was doing karate or jujitsu, I could work around those. But to have this energy sap, you know, here's my to-do list. I'm supposed to go get groceries. I got to get a haircut pretty soon. And haircut, it's just, it gets to the groceries. And I got a list. I know what I'm supposed to get. But then I think, oh, there's got to be something in the cupboard I can eat. Oh, have a can of soup. Well, now the soup's starting to run low. Oh, maybe I'll make some noodles. Well, noodles are running low. What's in the freezer? And it started to run low on everything. So I'm going to have to go get some groceries, which means that may cut into the time for podcasting. As long as I keep up the work productivity and can get the necessities done, I may have to park a few other elective things, aka podcasting, which is why you're not hearing from me every day. So instead of getting 3 6-minute podcasts, you get every day, you get one 18-minute podcast every third day. All right, this time I will end it there. And I kept playing the intro theme. Where's my ending? I thought I had it ending. There we go. So find me at chuckchat.com. Dog Days of Podcasting. Till next time. Bye.